Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Oh, fellow foodies, we did it. We did it better than ever because just yesterday, for the first time in 2014, at about 3:54 p.m., we hit 100 degrees. That's right. We are in for a long and warm six-month summer. So what better place to celebrate the beginning of the summer season than what we're now calling Tucson's official destination for libation and hydration? We are broadcasting live now from Noble Hops Craft Beer and Fine Fare on the southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert Lane, and Happy Hour is here in full glory. We've got $1 off drafts. We got $2 off keg wines, $3 wells, $2 off small plates. The party is just getting underway. I'm having a lovely craft beer. I had to choose from among 35 of them, fellow foodies, plus 150 beers and bottles. So we're just going to kind of start at the top and work our way down as we look at the majestic mountaintop of Bush Ridge. We are broadcasting al fresco from Noble Hops. Now, when we're thinking about a radio show that celebrates craft beer in all of its glory, that does talks about seasonal suds, summertime spectacular savings when it comes to great deals on great beers, the roads lead to the woman who occupies our celebrity co-host seat for now her second appearance on the Menu Live. They call her Craft Beer Betty, and she's Sarah Ritchie. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Matt.
When are you not fantastic? I mean, whenever you walk, you always have you're just gleaming. You're always, you know, drinking a gorgeous craft beer. You're always just put together so beautifully. I mean, what's it like
Thank you.
Sarah Ritchie, for crying out loud?
I'm a very happy person. I'm enjoying life.
Anyway, we came to know you, Sarah, through your position of royalty in your own right as co-founder of Tucson Girls Pint Out. For
yes.
those of our listeners that might have missed the show last month when you were talking about it, give them a sense of what's going on with Tucson Girls Pint Out and what's the kind of vision for this community.
Well, we are educating the ladies who have an interest in craft beer and in learning more about it. We also have a focus to support the local business community by bringing our groups around to support the local beer bars and restaurants that do a good craft beer selection and bring them business on a night that they don't normally get a big crowd. So we are exposing them and as well as the local microbreweries and educating with different events. We just did a Beer 101 class and a tasting at Golden Eagle this week.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, so with the 25,000 beers on tap here at Noble Hops, I'm sure, actually I lost count right at about 14.5, but I'm sure the Noble Hops is no stranger to you and your community of beer enthusiasts.
No, I love it here, and most of our girls are very familiar with Noble Hops in Oro Valley.
I wonder, you know, most of the girls are very familiar with Noble Hops probably because of Eric Musman. I mean, they have some great beers here, but Eric Musman, you know, the celebrity of the hour who's going to be on the show with us here, you know, coming up, I mean, he's a star in his own right. I mean, the paparazzi just follows this guy wherever he goes.
Can't blame them.
Jeez. Well, here we are on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon. We made him blush, Sarah. We made him blush. He's almost the color of your lipstick. But anyway, here we are enjoying a lovely craft beer on this beautifully warm Southern Arizona afternoon. I actually put my palate in your hands, as it were, if that's quite
yes.
physically possible.
Yes.
And I said, you know, you actually do some work on the distribution end as well.
I do.
You work with a great company called Pitcher of Nectar.
I do.
And they have brought this great beer called Monkey Knife Fight.
Yes.
How can I get through a radio show without ordering a Monkey Knife Fight?
Right?
This is a great beer to start an afternoon.
It is. It is. It's by Rubicon out of California. They do some really great beers, some great IPAs, and Monkey Knife Fight is one of our best sellers.
Yeah, it's great. I can understand why. I mean, it's almost, you know, for those that have kind of a commitment, it's a great starter beer. Wonderfully refreshing, but there's no absence of taste. It's got a beautiful flavor. I think it works beautifully for a day like this. Now, you are choosing to drink something a little bit more reined in because it looks like, was that about a three-ounce glass?
Yeah, it's about a four-ounce pour.
Four-ounce pour, but you asked for it that way.
Because, I did.
So what is this beer that you're enjoying?
This is a little higher ABV. This is a 9%er, so I like to pace myself. This is from Nognio. It's a Tiger Triple. It's a Belgian style triple out of Norway, and it's a little stronger than your Monkey Knife Fight, so I went for a smaller pour.
Okay, we went for a smaller pour, but it's a big beer. I love a woman that starts at a 9-point beer. I just absolutely think. I mean, that just says something about Sarah Ritchie.
Thank you.
You know, you've been traveling the community, tasting some great beers. What kind of beers on the craft brew scene have attracted your interest? I mean, what has found favor with your palate these days on the beer scene?
I am a huge fan of 1055 Brewing.
Right on.
They do some amazing beers. It's a nano brewery. It's very small-scale brewing, but they're on the cutting edge of flavor infusions with their Randall system. If you've heard about Dogfish Head, they do a lot of that in their own tasting rooms. So they have it's kind of like a container of different additives, like you put in orange zest, or tonight on tap they've got their XO coffee stout with maraschino cherries infused.
Yes,
so it filters through that, so it infuses the flavor. Incredible combinations. Last weekend they did the XO coffee stout with bacon, and they did
bacon. You can't just say that and move
bacon.
On bacon and a beer
bacon coffee
life
stout with
grand.
Bacon,
you know. I mean, JP Viborni, there he goes again.
He's amazing, right?
The head brewer over there at 1055. I'm a big fan. So 1055, always great. You know, I think leading sort of the innovation among some of these great brewers here in town. Now, I read, I think was it last night or something, that you actually tasted a beer and you said it was infinitely quaffable. What beer were you drinking that Sarah Ritchie, Craft Beer Betty herself, says is infinitely quaffable?
You beat me to it. I bet we're bets on if I could work it into the radio show. Infinitely quaffable. Daisy, the Berliner Weiss by Dragoon Brewing here locally. I had it on tap last night at Riley. It's also on tap at Tap and Bottle and a bunch of places. Do you guys have it here?
I don't know if we have it yet or not.
You should. You should get it.
Well,
it's
fantastic. He cannot be the only bar in Southern Arizona that does not offer his customers an infinitely quaffable experience.
Right? We're going to put it on all 28 taps.
No.
That's how Eric rolls,
man. Keep on. No, it's like yours. It's a lower ABV, so it's one that I can drink a full pint of comfortably. It's light. It's crisp. It's a good summer beer.
That's great. So in addition to Tucson Girls Pint Out, and in addition to Craft Beer Betty, you know, all these great brands that you represent, Pitcher of Nectar, one of the distributors that has brought to us some of these great beers. What are you up to at Pitcher of Nectar these days?
We are promoting McKellar beers as well from Copenhagen, and I'm excited to be going up there in a couple of weeks to Arizona Wilderness in Gilbert, because Mikael is coming and he's doing a collaboration brew with them. So I'm very excited to meet a brewer that I represent. So that's one of them that we offer.
Mm-hmm. And are you going to be able to bring some of that collaboration brew down to Southern Arizona? I mean,
I'm very hopeful.
Okay, you know, you got some friends. I would only hope that I've made your A-list by now. I mean, I bring her on the show. I want
absolutely
what you have,
not.
Sarah Ritchie.
Okay, I have to have you over. I've got quite a collection at home.
Okay, well, we've got 10 million listeners that are going to vouch for the fact that they heard you say you're going to have me over, which is going to be a milestone
honest
in my own journey.
All right.
But anyway, we reported last time when you were on the show, and our newsletter has echoed it ever since, that you like your stouts big and boozy.
Thank
and
you.
Something tells me it doesn't matter what time of the year it is.
It's
you,
true.
I mean, so what? When you're thinking of a big boozy stout, I know that Noble Hops has a couple here amongst their, again, 3 million beers. But what are some of the big boozy stouts that are captivating you these days?
The latest one is the Dose and the Trace that are both on tap at Dragoon. Their anniversary Russian Imperial Stouts, aged in bourbon barrels. Incredible.
Beautiful.
Incredible.
You know, I was at Poppy Kitchen a couple days ago, and I had the Black Diamond Imperial Porter, which was absolutely amazing. And actually, I was there with some colleagues, and I tasted it, and the first thing I thought of and the first thing I saw in my mind was really weird. It was like you were there. You know, and you just sort of appeared right there at Poppy Kitchen while I had this porter. I said, this is a porter for Sarah Ritchie.
Anyway, I hear that happens.
We're talking to Sarah Ritchie, also known as Craft Beer Betty. She is one of the world-class beer enthusiasts. She has a passion for the Suds, and she calls Southern Arizona home. It's an honor to have her on the show when we just can't do a beer show without you. Craft Beer Betty on Twitter, Craft Beer Betty on Instagram, Tucson Girls Pint Out on Facebook.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty much where you are and where you're going to be.
That's it.
Well, we're going to keep this conversation going. When we come back, we're going to be talking with a guy who is a celebrity in his own right on the local beer scene. In fact, he and Eric Musselman spend a lot of time together, and we're going to be talking about what excellence manifests whenever they start talking about beer right on the other end of this commercial. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Harrell here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at Noble Hops Craft Beer and Fine Fair. Of course, on the southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert. So easy to find. Just head north on La Cañada. You just sort of start, you know, meandering your way up. And then when you see Lambert, you hang a right, you head east, and it is right there waiting for you. The red carpet has been laid out for you, fellow foodies. We're enjoying happy hour now with $1 off drafts, $2 off keg wines, $3 wells, and $2 off small plates. In fact, we're going to be talking to Chef Angel Fabian, who is the man of the hour when it comes to a culinary sensation here in a little bit. He's going to be talking about this new seasonal menu, what he's rolled out for the summertime. And when we talk about the wonderful plates, the gastropub-inspired culinary program that Chef Angel has put together, friends, you do not want to miss one moment of this. But here we are, back at the beer scene with craft beer Betty herself, excuse me, Sarah Ritchie, having a good time, and slowly and intentionally enjoying that triple.
Yes.
Absolutely. I, on the other hand, I'm almost done with my monkey knife fight, but, you know, I got a fight in me, so that's where we're going to go.
Go for it.
Anyway, before we bring on our next guest, I want to remind everybody, I want to have you take a look at the article that I write each and every Friday at Inside Tucson Business. I report on all the great culinary and cocktail stories here in Southern Arizona. This week's article is all about the evolution of the milkshake. Sarah, you know, milkshakes are not just about strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla anymore. I mean, there's a couple places in town that are really taking milkshakes to the next level, including a place downtown where there's booze in the blender. I mean, these are high-octane milkshakes. Want to remind all of our listeners to go to InsideTucsonBusiness.com or pick up a copy of Inside Tucson Business wherever newspapers are sold. I also want to remind you that, you know, we're going to be about a week out of Memorial Day weekend. That's going to be coming up here pretty soon, which means a lot of partying, a lot of people having great cocktails, great beers, having a great time. We don't want you to risk, you know, the drive home. You know, Arizona has some of the toughest DUI laws in the country, so we want to make sure that you get to know our friends at Entourage Transportation. You know, these are the scooter guys. So let's just say you're up here at Noble Hops having a great time, and you're thinking, I'd like someone else to drive me home. So you call Entourage, they come get you, and they show up in a scooter, they pack the scooter up, they put it in your trunk, and they drive you home in your own car. That way, your car's home safe, you're home safe, they unpack the scooter and off they go. 909-0100 is the number to call to make your reservation to get home safely after a night or a day of great times. You know, Sarah Ritchie is writing this down. Put it in your phone. I keep it in my wallet. That's my only the only place I go. Well, anyway, we're talking about great craft beer, and there's a great craft celebrity here in the beer world who helps us to understand the world of suds, especially as seasons change, our palates change from time to time on the beer scene, and from Alliance Beverage himself, Johnny Smith is in the house. Johnny, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And first time, you know, sitting out here. Well, not the first time sitting out here, but the first time sitting out here doing your show. And it's truly an honor. Thank you.
I was going to say, well, my goodness, yes. I mean, we can't have this radio show without you. I was going to say, first time out on the Noble House patio with a microphone, but I thought I saw you doing karaoke. I don't know. Maybe that wasn't you, Johnny Smith. But anyway, thanks for hanging out with us during the hour to get a better sense of what things people are thinking about when the weather changes. As I said, we hit 100 degrees for the first time here, which commences a six-month summer in town. What are people thinking about on the beer spectrum when the weather starts getting to these record temps?
Well, you know, we got to go lighter. Now, palates obviously remain the same, but they'll change a little bit for this time and this time of year for the heat. And we like to go a little lighter. We like to drink a little bit more Pilsners, some more Hefeweizens, and maybe some stuff with a little lower ABV. Go just a little further down the road.
Speak for yourself, Johnny Smith. Speak for yourself. Well, you know, there's a time and a place for lower ABV. Of course, John Farlow, our guest here from time to time, doesn't know what ABV means unless it's under... He started very low. He said about an 8.5. Anyway, John, always nice to see you out here, brother. So anyway, but light beer, you know, the Pilsners, the Hefeweizens, don't necessarily mean light in taste, right? I think an example is this Mikey Knife fight that I'm drinking, you know, lower ABV, but really nice flavor. What are some of the beers that you would recommend for our listeners if they're thinking light, summertime, lower ABV, quenching, getting the night started kind of beer?
You know, a lot of great beers coming out, especially a lot of great sessions. IPAs. A lot of those great session IPAs with still a lot of great flavor to them. Stone makes a fantastic one, the go-to. Lagunitas makes a great one, the daytime fractional. You could actually sit down and enjoy those beers in the hot summer sun and enjoy more than one of them.
That's great. And, you know, I see Eric Musman's head nodding in the affirmative. He understands and agrees with everything you're saying. I mean, and that's like the good housekeeping seal of approval. When Eric nods and smiles, you know, everything in the world is just perfect.
Or I'm just not even paying attention.
That hurts. That hurts.
So we heard about some great session beers. Now, I'm a hop guy. We've got about a minute left before we go to a commercial. We're going to come back with you, of course. But when you're thinking about, you know, some big hops for this season, again, without smacking you around the face and putting you to bed early, I mean, what are some of the go-to IPAs that you think belong on this sort of seasonal spectrum?
Well, seasonally, like I said, that the Sessions IPA, something with that 5% where you can still enjoy them. you know, drink that Lagunitas Daytime A Fractional. It's just got such a wonderful, powerful flavor to it. It's an IPA, still very drinkable, and yet the flavor's there for you. It doesn't go away.
Well, the flavor is going to keep being there for all of our fellow foodie listeners because Johnny Smith is going to be hanging with us here for another few minutes. We're actually going to be talking about some of the beers here at Noble Hops that he would recommend when the weather starts warming up a little bit, when you're thinking about lighter, when you're thinking about fresher. Of course, Sarah Ritchie, she wants you to line up the rice pudding porters and the big and boozy stouts.
We have to
satisfy Sarah. We have to keep her nodding and smiling, Johnny, or she won't keep coming back. Anyway, Johnny, pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
Looking forward to keeping it up with you here. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be continuing our conversation about some great summertime brews. And we're doing it live here at Noble Hops Craft Beer and Fine Fair on the southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert Lane for happy hour. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We're broadcasting live from Noble Hops Craft Beer and Fine Fair. We're going to be hearing about Fine Fair when we talk to Chef Angel Fabian here and Eric Musman, the owner, because, you know, this really is a place that's not only known worldwide for their great craft beers, their wonderfully innovative cocktails, their friendly staff, Eric Musman himself, but also, I think, one of the great celebrated menus here in Southern Arizona and beyond. When you think about Gastropub, you know, there's a lot of places in town, let's be honest, and beyond that say, you know, we're Gastropub, but, you know, it was Eric and his brother Josh that actually were the first out of the chute to say, we think we know what a Gastropub is. We want to be authentic to that moniker. And, folks, when you come over here to Noble Hops and you take a look at this menu, especially this new summer seasonal menu that's just rolling out, you're going to have an idea for what it's like to actually pair a fine premium craft brew with a wonderfully intentionally thought out meal, be it a small plate or be it a full-on entree. Noble Hops is the place to come. We're here with Sarah Ritchie, a craft beer Betty. Now, before we go into our tasting here, I want to dispel a rumor. You do not have to be in the snow or up on Mount Lemon to enjoy a stout. You know, it's a year-round thing for you.
It is,
and it's like whiskey for me. You know, my wife continues to challenge me on this assumption that it has to be fall or winter to enjoy a whiskey. I'm a whiskey around the calendar guy, and I assume that's the way you are with porters and stouts.
I am, and so many amazing stouts have come out on special release recently. We had KBS from Founders just hit Tucson last week. It hit Phoenix a week before. We had Bell's Black Note Stout that hit about 2 weeks prior. So all the beer geeks have been in a frenzy to try to collect all these amazing stouts that are limited release.
Now, can you tell a beer geek without even talking to them or seeing them drink? Can you tell? Is there a look in their eye that says that I'm a beer geek? Is there like a secret handshake? Do I qualify, Sarah Ritchie?
There's a lot of Star Wars geeks, I have to say.
That we know.
Yes. Yes.
But anyway, do not let the seasons limit you when it comes to great. If you find something and you like it, celebrated all year round.
Drink what you want.
Drink what you want.
Drink
well, anyway,
like.
Our guest here talking about beer here, Johnny Smith from Alliance Beverage. He's a guy that drinks what he wants, but we're going to be talking about some of the beers that he's brought out for us to enjoy as we begin the seasonal summertime spectrum of tasting here at Noble Hops. Johnny, welcome back to the show. So what did you start drinking before we went on the air, Johnny Smith? Okay, just a nip. Anyway, so you brought out a spectrum of suds for us to try. Now, is there a particular order that you want to go in?
Let's go ahead and start with this. Quite honestly, I had Tommy surprise me, so I'm going to be as surprised as you are.
Okay.
If he brought us a drink today.
Okay, great. So that's Tommy. Oh, here he comes with the cheat sheet. All right, you walk us through there, Brother Johnny Smith from Alliance Beverage.
All right, so fantastic. Looks like Tommy's brought us a couple of different things. A little nut brown.
I think that's the cider.
This is the cider.
Yes.
We don't want to start with it. Do we want to start with the cider?
Why not?
I don't want to violate protocol, Johnny Smith.
No, I think you're doing just fine.
Do you know I've never had a cider, by the way? This is history being made. I've never, ever had a cider.
Wow. That's my cider. That's Thistley Cross out of Scotland.
Oh, talk to me about this.
It is. It's delicious. Try it. Thistley Cross out of Scotland, they do some great ciders. They do some whiskey cask ciders as well.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like ye.
Mm-hmm.
I like ye. You think cider, you think overwhelmingly sweet. At least that was sort of the thing that went through my mind. This is beautiful because it's just a suggestion of sweetness on the palate. Some might even say it's infinitely quaffable. I just don't know. But anyway, I don't have cooties, Sarah, so if you'd like to follow along with me. Okay, so this is a great cider. Include ciders in your tastings. I think that's a great thing to do. Try something new like I just did. Ciders are big business here, Johnny Smith.
Ciders are huge. It's actually just a big growing place right now for the market. We're seeing a ton of ciders come out. I think one of the first ones we came out with was our Angry Orchard. Done for us by Sam Adams, and that hit the market hard. Since then, obviously, it's just it's getting a growing share, and we're happy to see it. We love having something a little different and something a little lighter to drink. You could have the sweet cider, you could have a little drier cider. Mm. This time of year, nothing like a nice dry cider to really freshen your palate.
I'll say. And again, right out here on the patio with the surrounding mountains and Eric Musman, I mean...
What more could you ask for?
I asked you to pinch me last time. I'm going to keep asking you. Okay, so we've got this great cider. Where are we going now, Johnny Smith?
Looks like I think we should probably go ahead and move on to probably this Nut Brown.
Nut Brown, which would be...
I think that's probably it right there, unless that's your...
Rice pudding porter.
Oh, that might be the rice pudding porter. Yes, our listeners are wondering, is there really a rice pudding porter? Yes, there is.
There is, and it's delicious.
Sarah's going in. Okay, so this is the Nut Brown. What kind of Nut Brown are we talking about here, Johnny?
That is the Oak Creek Nut Brown.
Oh, right away. Right on the nose. That's where...
Beautiful, nice. Mm. Not over the top, but plenty of flavor there.
Yes.
Yeah, the breweries in Arizona are amazing. You know, you don't really understand, and you don't really appreciate it, because... Colorado and California get so much press and everything like that. And Oregon, you know, that kind of started
right.
And everything like that. But the quality of the breweries in Arizona, you know, up in Flagstaff and Oak Creek Canyon and Sedona and you know, the Phoenix area, they're just amazing. And even Tucson.
It's totally Tucson. And I am all about that. I mean, for craft beer heads, you know, like we are, this is just like, you know, this is the great place to be. And a Nut Brown, I want to sort of, you know, dispel any myths when people think brown ales. They're going to think, again, heavy. They're going to think, you know, cold weather. This is actually a light ale with just a suggestion of that nut influence, which I think is beautiful. And friends, you can pick it up right on the nose. I think this is a gorgeous beer.
To me, it's a fantastic beer, and it's great for the summertime.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's not too heavy, and it's just refreshing, and flavors there. It's not going to knock in your feet, but it'll get you where you're going.
We should also give some props out to my good friend Milestone over at Borderlands Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. They actually have a beer that I love called the La Morena, which is actually brewed with some local pecans from Green Valley, and it's just done beautifully and intentionally. I just love Borderlands, the La Morena. We got time for one more beer before we got to go to a Fox News break. Sarah's saying, hands off my porter. But I might have to arm wrestle you for
it. It's delicious.
Okay,
it's from Huss.
So this is a rice pudding porter. Talk to me about this one.
I don't know a ton of details on it, but it's delicious. It's local. It's from a Phoenix brewery, Huss Brewing.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. It's got some nice vanilla flavors to it.
Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Nice. Yes, beautiful. I was always like a dessert beer right there. Cigar people like I am, I mean, I would enjoy kind of a nice earthy you know, sort of Maduro cigar with this beer. That's very nice.
Make a milkshake with that.
Make a milkshake with that. Anyway, we got time for one more beer, Johnny Smith, before we got to say goodbye to you. Is there one that we missed that we need to hit?
Oh, God. Let's move on and let's drink some of this Hairy Eyeball, I think.
The Hairy Eyeball. What a great place to end up our tasting here. Who brings us the Hairy Eyeball, Johnny Smith?
Lagunitas Brewing.
That's a big beer.
Yeah,
no, that's beautiful. The Lagunitas Brewing Company, they're in San Diego, right? Okay, the Hairy Eyeball, that's on tap right here at Noble Hops, as is the butter, the Rice Pudding Porter. All of these great beers are here for you. And, friends, it's right in the middle of happy hour. Dollar off all of these draft beers. So you want to come here and join the party, start at the top and work your way down. That's how we do it here on the Menu Live. Anyway, we're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Eric Musman himself, and then we're going to bring out the man of the hour, Chef Angel Fabian. In fact, you know, he rarely comes out of the kitchen because that's where we want him to be. But he's going to come out and share a little bit about what is up his culinary sleeve as we go into the summer months. Anyway, you're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Johnny Smith from Alliance Beverage, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness and of happy hour. The two go hand in hand whenever you are at Noble Hops Craft Beer and Fine Fare on the southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert. We are having a great time here broadcasting al fresco. Again, we're doing happy hour the way happy hour was meant to be. Dollar off drafts. Again, they have 35 of these great craft beers on tap, 150 bottles. We got a dollar off drafts, $2 off keg wines, $3 off well cocktails, $2 off small plates, and 50% off Sarah Ritchie if you want to take her out to dinner tonight.
Whoa!
You know, I absolutely, in the commercial break, yes, it's funny. If this was a TV show, you'd see how it all works, fellow footies, because the minute we go to a commercial, everybody picks up their phones, and we start tweeting and posting and Instagramming
totally
and pinning all this kind of stuff. And I was happy to see, you know, a couple of posts on our Facebook page. Matt, we just love it when Sarah Ritchie comes on the show.
I
had to ask her, you know, Sarah, I'm sure the guys are lining up, but, you know, you're available.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is my recommendation of the hour, I should say. If anybody wants to meet an extraordinary woman who is has a passion for life, a zest for life, a passion for beer, she's like the total package for, you know, body, mind, spirit, Sarah Ritchie, craft beer Betty. She's taking a creative and innovative proposal. Well, I shouldn't say proposal. You got to meet them first. But anyway,
wow.
Ideas for first date.
Is this show turning into?
880-KNST, 880-5678. If you want to see what it takes to actually take Sarah Ritchie out, because I think we should open up the phones right now. 880-5678.
I can vouch. She is gorgeous.
You know,
you hear about, you know, when you typically think about, you know, a craft beer Twitterer girl, you know, you might think, oh, beer belly, you know, maybe.
Yeah, right.
You know, not at all.
It's like, yeah, the blogger in the basement who can't come out for air.
Right?
No, Sarah Ritchie has a zest for life.
A zest.
She has an
absolutely
enthusiasm. She has a dedication to excellence, and that just follows her wherever she goes.
Oh my
right?
God, guys are killing
it. It leads her.
And
I felt it before she even got here.
That's it. I mean, the energy.
In the parking
it's
lot.
This buzz. It's
Woo!
This wild. Anyway, so go to our Facebook page On the Menu Live, and you can actually see a photo of Sarah Ritchie there on our last radio show.
In a bikini.
No.
Is the bikini picture? Anyway.
You
got
to take that down.
Sarah Ritchie, Craft Beer Betty, very much available and is considering, you know, screening, I should say, resumes and applications for someone who was actually going to be able to take her
and
out.
And she'll also be hiring security after the show.
Well,
she better be.
I get myself into
she
here?
Better be. Anyway, well, here's a guy who knows something about, you know, lines
hiring
of
security.
Women showing up at his door. The guy who brought us to Craft Beer and Fine Fare just a couple of years ago, and this community in Oro Valley and beyond completely welcomed you with open arms. Eric Musman, brother, always happy to see you, man.
Always good to see you, Matt.
So much fun. I mean, I got to tell you, I am just, you think about all the guys in town that, you know, restaurateurs, you know, a lot of guys commit to it to sort of, you know, get on the bandwagon or ride the crest of this wave. But when you and your brother Josh got together and started thinking about how do we do restaurants in a creative and innovative way and do it in a way that give people what they want, it's Noble Hops, it's Vero More. I mean, how did this whole Brothers Musman restaurateur idea get started in the first place?
Kind of out of not knowing what we want to do with our lives and kind of out of just a lot of traveling. You know, we travel a good amount. Next week, we're actually going to Peru. Just got back from Costa Rica a few months ago. And when you travel, you kind of really get a flavor for what's going on, you know, what the trends are, what people are enjoying all over the world. And it's nice to kind of be able to bring that back.
Beautiful. You know, if I can get south of Grant, I'm like chalking that up as a milestone. But anyway, yeah, you travel the world, you find out what's going on, you know, and you sort of bring some ideas back here. You know, think about a gastropub. And there's so many different, I think, sort of ideas and definitions and understandings for what we really mean by an authentic gastropub. And as I said in the earlier segment, you and your brother, when you opened Noble Hops, you were sort of the first to sort of drive that stake in the ground to say, hey, friends, this is what a gastropub really is. Talk about that.
Yeah, and again, I mean, it stemmed from traveling over, you know, through Ireland. We drove all over Ireland, in England, all over London, you know, and you go to these places and their bar food at a lot of these places is different than our bar food. You know, we're not, you know, nothing against the places, but, you know, a lot of stuff we do here is deep fried with ranch dressing on it or marinara, and, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just not them. You know, in other places, it's a lot better quality food using local ingredients and just kind of taking it up a notch. So that's really what we wanted to do out here is just kind of bring in good quality food to go with with our, you know, handcrafted beer, handcrafted food, handcrafted beer.
And you've done it really well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
that. Fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, what a remarkable coincidence. You know, as you were talking about, you know, pairing some great, you know, fine fare and craft brews, out comes Chef Angel Fabian with his culinary team, and they are, they've literally brought us a symphony of flavors and textures.
Oh, my.
And I mean, this is like, if this doesn't say Instagram, please. Oh, here's,
I know,
another,
we're all busting at
here's
our
another message for Sarah Ritchie.
Oh, my
I can't
gosh.
Keep track of these messages, but anyway, what a great time to bring on this guy, because you know, he's a local institution. He's a Tucson boy. He sort of disappeared for a little while, and in fact, hint hint, where that might even be something fun to ask as a trivia question.
That would be great.
We'll come back to that. But you know what? When you leave Tucson, you just kill it wherever you're going to go, but you always sort of seem to come back home, and we are so glad that you have come back home to give us your ideas and your culinary point of view for what a gastropub means on a plate. Executive Chef Angel Fabian, man, I am so happy for you. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. So what we have here is a little mixture of stuff. We have a little bit of Mediterranean, Asian, and a little bit of French inspiration. On our left here, or your right, we have a tuna cube salad. We have a marinated daikon root, cucumbers. We have a cubed sushi-grade tuna, an avocado rice roll. This is just a small top-up, small little, you know, appetizer salad. The next course, if you want to go in order, we have the poblano butter grits. We have around it is a broth. Around it's the broth, and then we have the slowly roasted pork belly that's finished with a fig glaze. That's nice. And so you have a little bit of contrast and flavors from sweet to a little bit of savory, and then you have the poblano grits. Nothing too aggressive on it. I really wanted to be delicate, and you have some nice freshly sliced kumquats that go. So you have a little acid behind it.
Listen to this guy, Eric Musman.
He's good, right?
Just listen to him.
I don't know.
And we're not okay. So this, pub food?
Pub food, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we put a little twist on it. You know, taking a little bit of my past experiences and kind of throwing it into the mix. The last course we have here is going to be our lamb and meat, beef meatballs with a fresh tzatziki, fresh mint, cucumbers, Greek yogurt.
Meatballs are finished with a local honey. So we've tossed those in a local honey and then fresh pita chips that were just baked.
Beautiful.
So you
That's
have
sexy.
Contrast, sweet, a little bit, like I said, giving a little bit of contrast all over the place. And also appeal. So you eat with your eyes before you eat.
Did you just call it sexy?
It's sexy.
It's
His
sexy.
Food is sexy.
It's sexy. Now he's blushing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the food and the chef. Well, I mean, let's just call a spade for crying out loud. I'm happy.
Enjoy, please.
So we're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, you got a summer menu that's just rolled out. You got a great beer dinner that's coming up with your good friends from New Belgium. But let's give some credit to you know, these dishes bit by bit. So the tuna cube. Mm-hmm. I mean, a feast for the eyes as well as it is for the palate. You know, we've taken some pictures. I would imagine the Craft Beer Betty will
yes.
be posting those. These are going to be up on our Facebook page as well. But it takes time, chef,
yes.
to plate a dish like this. What? I mean, there are corners that you can cut in this business. Why do you? I mean, this is a gorgeous dish, chef.
I think just because the complexity shows that we care. We're not a bar just with a restaurant in it. We're both. We're a restaurant at the bar and a bar at the restaurant. If we're going to have craft beers, I mean, as the brothers and myself have talked about, I mean, we really have to execute craft food as well. It doesn't have to be super expensive. It doesn't have to go. It just has to come from the heart. It has to be creative. And even its complexity, like I said, a lot of these beers and wines that we have, they're complex, and that's what makes them unique. You know, they're layered. They have a bunch of flavors. They go back to their terrain and where they come from. So it really needs to match up to the beers. You know, something like this would go really nice with a light pilsner, Hefeweizen, you know, something where it's not so aggressive on it, where it allows you to still enjoy the dish without losing it.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, you know, the image of this dish. I mean, I want to play checkers.
Yeah,
I
had the idea of like the Rubik's Cube.
The Rubik's Cube, yeah. The checkerboard. So marinated tuna, is it daikon root?
Daikon, yes.
Daikon root. Cucumber, avocado, rice. Again, a feast for the eyes. And I love the fact that you all of a sudden went in your mind, chef, to the kind of beer, the style of beer, the genre that you think would pair well with this. Because we're really talking about pairing craft beer and fine fare. And what I love about the servers here is they're all uniquely equipped to make beer recommendations that would go with each of the. Because, you know, you wouldn't normally want to put an IPA with, you know, one of the other dishes.
You don't want to lose yourself.
Exactly.
You don't want to lose it in a dish. You know, another great combination would be one of the ciders. You know, we were talking about earlier. You know, a cider would go really nice with that. Nice,
that's
fresh
what I've been
dish.
Sipping with it. There is that Thistle Cross cider, and it's a good combination.
The tuna cube. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
Lamb. And well, no, we're going to go. So why don't we go in order here? Because this looks like it's the last one. This is the pig and fig.
That's right.
Okay. Talk to me about this one again.
So the pig and fig, pork belly, it's a...
Say no more, chef!
That's it.
That's all you have to say.
We're done.
Hashtag pork belly, game on.
That's right.
Talk.
And a lot of people are doing it. It's a great protein item. It's become a nice, good staple for American cuisine. It's inexpensive. There's a lot of quality going into these. We use a Berkshire hog for this. So you have
beautiful.
A lot of great
yes.
consistency, the flavor profile, and it's nothing to be too complicated. You know, you keep the rich flavors... Mm. Let them show themselves.
No, don't overthink it.
That's right.
Pork belly doesn't require 39 ingredients or seasonings.
No.
Beautifully rich. This is decadence defined.
It really
this
is.
This is creamy. It's absolutely rendered beautifully. The tenderness, you know, the fat is alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just sort of this, thing that you don't want on. It's not an annoyance. It's so much a part of the centerpiece of that dish. And that's done with a fig glaze. Again, there you go again. Who in the world is doing a fig glaze in this community, chef? That's beautiful.
You know, yeah, it is. It's very important. You know, you touched on a lot of points on the pork, you know, and the belly itself is layered. It has multiple layers from a dark protein to a lighter protein to a lighter, thicker, more, how do I say, congealed is probably not the word, but it is. It's more like a chilled fat.
Exactly.
And then towards the top of it, you have a different layer. Towards the skin, where it's a lot more buttery. So you have these diverse flavors that are coming through the pork, and the textures are really where it should matter. You know,
where exactly.
you taste the protein, you taste the fat, you have the melted, almost like the border between the fat and the protein are meshed together. So you have a little bit of both introducing you to both sides of the protein. So it's not just.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Yes. I honestly do not.
Now, clearly, this is two servings that you actually just put on one plate. The portions here, sir, are extraordinary.
Oh.
When we're talking about pork belly, we got some pork belly
pork
here,
belly.
Chef.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, do it and do it right.
Thank you for doing
Says
it.
Says Chef Angel Fabian at Noble Hops. So we started with this great, refreshing, summertime, beautiful, light flavors of the tuna cube with that wonderful marinated tuna, that daikon root, cucumber, avocado, and rice. Moved our way through to the pig and fig, beautifully braised pork belly. You know, fat is fun. Fat is in. Fat is where the flavor is.
Fat is good.
Beautifully thought out, beautifully prepared with that fig glaze, a poblano butter, grits, and a little pork jus. And then where are we ending up here on the paddle?
And here from the from layered up bottom top, we have a homemade tzatziki sauce, fresh cucumbers, fresh dill. We have onions, garlic, Greek yogurt. We kind of let it ferment for a little while. Then we have freshly baked pita chips. And then we did the lamb and beef meatballs, let them rest for about 24 hours. And then we rolled them out and baked them. And then we finished them with the local honey. That's the direction... Most of our chefs really want to go, staying as local as possible. Not just chefs, but companies in general.
Yeah.
We really want to support our local, you know, farmers and ranchers.
Perfect.
And
perfect.
So that's really the new wave for all of us, is going as natural as possible.
Yeah.
So little by little, we're going to start pushing in that direction.
You say house-made pita chips?
Yeah.
Okay, so again, chef, pita chips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the food purveyors. You buy the bag of pita chips in, you know, 50-gallon packages. Mm-hmm. You sprinkle some oil on them. You throw them in the oven. No one's going to know if you do that, if you cut those corners. No, says Chef Angel Fabian. Yes, people are going to know. Yes, we're going to make everything, including our pita chips.
Yeah, it is a process, but, you know, you have to do what you have to do.
You know, you had me
all
fermented.
Our you know, the flatbreads. And
right?
It's a good word.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good. And, you know, I can taste the difference.
Of course you can.
I mean, I think... Maybe only, you know, 1 out of 10 people could, or, you know, maybe a little bit more than that. But, you know, same thing at Vero Amore. You know, we make all of our mozzarella and cheese by hand every day. And it would be way cheaper and way less labor intensive. And we can get good quality mozzarella. But when you actually make it, you know, with your hands, and it comes straight from your kitchen like that, it's a whole nother world, you know, it's a whole nother experience.
Beautiful. You know, and that's what we love, because it's about, we say intention a lot. It's all about intention. It's all about thought. You love lamb, chef. I mean, seasonally, I've seen you bring in some lamb cheeks. I've seen you, you know, what is it about the lamb that you think is just, this peculiar protein that has to find a place on every menu here at Noble Hops? I love lamb.
I think, you talk about.
I love lamb.
You love lamb. Talk about diversity in flavors. Lamb brings a different scale, flavor profile. It just brings you earthiness. It brings lightness. I mean, lamb is one of those dishes where it's so rich, but at the same time, it's so not heavy. You know, you can digest it. You know, your body really accepts it's real. You know, it makes sense to put lamb on the menu because it does have diverse flavor profiles. It can go braised. It can go roasted. It can do anything, but it really goes well. I mean, especially for those people who like the wine, we have wine here that we do off the kegs that go really, really well with them.
Beautiful. And the way you've done this particular lamb, you know, people say, well, you know, lamb, depending on how it's prepared, can be a little gamey. The lamb here is just beautiful. It's just that one little difference. And like you say, the honey that you've incorporated into that really helps to balance that out. It's just really thoughtful.
Absolutely.
We have a minute before we're going to give away a gift card, and I think this is going to be a fun opportunity. But before we read the trivia question for the week for a chance to win a Noble Hops gift card, you've got a new menu that's rolled out for the summertime. What are the kinds of things that you think about when you're going to be launching a summertime menu here at Noble Hops?
Well, we take summer as a time for experiment. We let the summer roll through, and we do a menu to allow our patrons to really give feedback. And when the season comes back around, we modify it so that we have even better menu for everybody to come through. But when I think of the summertime, I think about lighting it up a little bit, still having fun, giving my kitchen staff an ability to have, a learning lesson in the summertime. I know it dies down a little bit, but there's no reason why you can't continue having fun with the menu.
Love it. And calling out your kitchen team, I've heard a lot about you and sort of your style in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you're sort of celebrating the efforts of the guys that you got back there.
Absolutely.
Just absolutely beautiful to hear
Thank you.
From you. And you've got a great reputation in that field. But anyway, we're going to do a fun trivia question for a chance to win a gift card to experience Noble Hops for yourselves. I'm sure our lines are going to light up the moment we announce this week's trivia question. We're actually going to be talking to Chef here in just a few minutes, too, about a great new Belgium beer dinner that you guys got planned for next week, which I think there's only a handful of tickets left. But anyway, let's give away a Noble Hops gift card. Eric Russell, what do you say?
Let's do it.
All right, so what would be a fun question to ask our listeners this week?
Well, since we've been talking about Angel, let's talk about Angel. Actually left Tucson for a little bit, was handpicked to open a very high-end restaurant in a casino in Vegas. And I think some people out there know which restaurant that was and which hotel that was.
Great.
If they can just guess the hotel or tell us the hotel, let's give them a gift card.
I love it. Okay, so let's repeat. So Chef Angel Fabian, local boy, Tucson boy, gets called to Sin City to go up to Las Vegas, to the Strip, to actually open a restaurant at one of the world-class casino resorts. We want to know, what is the name of this resort that Chef Angel Fabian went up to help open that? That's a great question, Eric. Anyway, if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST to be the first one in with the right answer to win a Noble Hops gift card. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And what? This is live radio, and yes, it's craft beer. Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live. Al Fresco with tzatziki dripping down my chin at Noble Hops Craft Beer and Fine Fare, southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert. I'm having too much fun, Sarah Ritchie. You know, this is this house-made pita. Again, let me just say, you can tell the difference, as Eric Mussman said. And it's almost like pizza crust because it's got that great crust, that great crunch on the outside. But inside, you've somehow found a way, Chef Angel, to keep it tender, to keep it, you know, there's a little bit of a resistance in there. And again, a pita chip is a pita chip is a pita chip. No!
No way.
Everything down to the pita chip, for crying out loud, is house made and house thought out.
And
it shows. And Chef Angel Fabian. I don't even know what to say. I'm in your house, man. I love coming here. Eric Mussman, we got a full line of callers. All you did was read a question. I thought we would, and who knows where this guy came from. But we're going to go right to line one and see if Deborah knows the answer to the question. Hey, Deborah, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi.
So we got this culinary phenom down here, Chef Angel Fabian at Noble Hops, Tucson kid, born and bred. Then he disappeared for a little while, went to Las Vegas, and thank goodness he decided to return home. But where did he spend time up in Las Vegas? He worked at a resort casino. Where did he work?
I'm saying the Bellagio.
Deborah says the Bellagio. Chef, did you ever work at the Bellagio?
I passed by the Bellagio on the way to work.
Deborah, he passed by the Bellagio. He never worked at the Bellagio. But anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, Deborah. That opens up a line at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. We're going to see if Eric knows the answer to the question. Hey, Eric, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Well, and of course I know what the answer is.
Okay,
it's
well,
the Luxor.
Eric. The Luxor, he says.
Nope.
Ew.
No! Oh, Eric, I was pulling for you, man. No, it's not the Luxor. But anyway, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Okay.
That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We're hoping that Dale knows the answer to the question. Hey, Dale, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hello.
Okay, yes, you're on the air, brother. Where did Chef Angel Fabian work when they called him up to Sin City to share his culinary prowess with Las Vegas? Where did he work?
Caesars.
He says Caesars.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, man. So no Caesars, no Luxor, no Bellagio. No, Dale, you were so close, but no, that is not it. That opens up a line at 880-5678, 880-KNST. Hey, Michael, back in the studio. Who do we have on the line next? Okay, Joan thinks she might know the answer to the question. Hey, Joan, welcome to On the Menu Live. Hello, Joan.
Hello.
There she is. Yeah, Joan, give us the answer. Where in Las Vegas did Chef Angel Fabian work before coming back home to Tucson?
Wynn, W-Y-N-N.
Okay, and she even spelled it.
That is correct.
She even spelled it, so there'd be no misunderstanding.
No extra credit.
Joan, congratulations.
Awesome. Oh, I can't wait.
Yes.
I go to Vero Amore all the time. I just know Noble Hops is going to be just as great. I love Vero
Amore. Oh, she Vero
goes
to Vero Amore all the time.
Oh, thank you for your support.
Oh, my goodness. We have another chef, Eric Musman. He's, you know, she's a groupie, Sarah. She's a groupie.
Wait till she comes here.
Anyway, way to go, Joan. Yes, indeed, Chef Angel Fabian worked at the Wynn. And thank goodness for us here in Southern Arizona. He decided to come back to his community and is sharing his culinary wisdom with us.
Yeah.
Don't go away, Joan, because Michael back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. The Wynn, Chef?
The Wynn.
From Tucson to the Wynn. Open up. What was the name of the restaurant you opened down there?
DB Brasserie.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Daniel Balut.
And what was it? Was it Eric and Josh themselves that said, Chef, Angel, we need you back?
He was always in the air. You know, he was always talking about the right up time, the right opportunity, the right idea. And, you know, time takes its course. You know, you go out, you have to do certain things, and you come back, and this is where it's, you know, where we've ended up.
Well, you know, you got a million people in Pima County that have celebrated the decision that you made, sir.
Well, I hope so.
And thank you for coming home. We got about a minute and a half left before we have to say goodbye. You got a beer dinner, a new Belgian beer dinner coming up next Tuesday.
What is it? We do monthly beer dinners. You can find the information on our Facebook or at noblehops.com. We talk about them, but we like to do different beer dinners, always different food, always different beers. You know, we formed a lot of good relationships with breweries, so sometimes they bring in some really cool rare beers, and Angel and his team make menus and put them together, and it's awesome.
That's great.
Four or five courses. Keep it reasonable. It's like $40, $50 a person at the most, and we have a handful of seats left. I think we have eight seats left for the one coming up the 20th with New Belgium.
Okay, New Belgium, May 20th, 797-4677 to get one of the last eight tickets remaining for this beer dinner. Anyway, Eric Musman, it's always a party. We're in on the show. Thank you so much for hosting this weekend show.
Thank you for coming. The pleasure is always mine.
So happy for your success. Chef Angel Fabian, keep rocking it, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Go back to work. All right, we've seen enough.
I know.
Get back in the kitchen.
All right, Sarah Ritchie,
Craft Beer Betty on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for this hour. We always have such a blast when you're here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to run on our website, onthemenulive.com, next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's on the menu live.
Cheers. We'll see you at Noble Hops.